Welcome back, everyone. It's another edition, a very special episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. This is episode 35. Why is this episode special? Well, in the first half, I'm going to exclusively feature the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. And in the second half, we're going to feature artists from the awesome indie label Livewire Recordings. This is the Queen Song Smasho on Insomnia Radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already.
Cause my thoughts will linger. It will be written From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Out of San Jose, California, and into your bleeding ears. That was Starving Millionaires with their track Smut. It is off their forthcoming album, which is entitled First Ditch Effort. You can find out more about them at starvingmillionairesmusic.com. And I mentioned they're from San Jose, which is here in the Bay Area, and of the 10 tracks that I'm going to feature today, this is actually the only band from the Bay Area. I know this is a San Francisco-based show, but I wanted to do something a little special, and as I continued to build up this playlist, I realized that it fit perfectly into two halves, basically. The first half, the first five tracks, are going to be featuring the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows, such as Insomnia Radio Baltimore, which kicked off the first track of this show. They're from D.C., Washington, D.C., and it's a band called You, Me, and Everyone We Know. And that track was called I'd Like You Better If... So they got these long... I think it's I'd Be More Interested If You Were Already Taken. I think it's truncated here in my iTunes. Anyways, go to the show notes, sf.insomniaradio.net, and I'll be posting links to them and all of the other bands, as well as places where you can buy their music and so forth. And they have a website at youmeandeveryoneweknow.com. Yes, that is it. I had to check on the website. So, yeah, first half will be the Insomnia Radio family. Second half will be dedicated to artists strictly from the Livewire Recordings label out of Atlanta, Georgia. All right, so to continue on with the family theme, I have a track from a band called The Power Chords. They're from Southern California, and I heard of them on the SoCal Sessions, Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions, which Charles Stepsic releases about every week to 2 weeks. And this guy has really found his footing in terms of podcasting, and he's found a groove. His show is awesome. I highly recommend you check it out. And yeah, this is the Power Chords with their track, Bunsen Burner.
She had always been alone, her hair all in a mess. She had bested all the class with her brainy moves and chess. She had overcoat and mask, a pale computer tan. She had magic in her eyes and a test tube in her hand. I had asked her to be my lab partner today, in the class where I passed as a tight-dating John Wayne. And I swore that today I'd lay out a decree of my love to the girl on her way to MIT. Cause she turns me on, lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super nerder. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her camera? Offered me as a choice in a hushed but honest voice, turning red behind her mask, twirled nervously her flask, answered softly negative, and I lost my will to live. Cause she turns me on, lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry? Dry eyes, cold rejection, left me feeling ill. And so I'll work all by myself and leave my dreams of her hanging on the shelf. With those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry? She all lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry? She all lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super learner. One day she'll say,
and why is this taking forever? San Francisco, the city by the bay, where they film the best car chases, have quaint trams, and where hearts are left. And from where some of the best indie music in the world comes. Hello everyone, I'm Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio UK, and you are listening to Scott Tinetti on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
We'll be right back.
Glasgow, Scotland. That was Our Lunar Activities with It Comes in Waves. They're on the Neon Tetra label, and you can check them out at myspace.com/OurLunarActivities. And that track comes courtesy of Stuart Morrison over at Insomnia Radio UK. And prior to that was West with Can't Erase You. It was on their Morning Afterlife EP, which was released in 2006. They are from Orlando, Florida, and they actually come courtesy of Insomnia Radio Florida. Danny played them a few episodes ago, and that was one track that I definitely could not get out of my head. You can check them out at west.com. Now that's West spelled W-E-S-Z-T.com. And kicking off that little set was the Power Chords with Bunsen Burners. They're from Los Angeles, and the track can be found on their album Modern Day Noise. They have a website at thepowerchords.com, and that's chords, C-O-R-D-S, not kind of like the the chord that you plug in to an outlet, not the chord that you strum on your guitar. Thepowerchords.com, and again, that comes courtesy of Charles at the Insomnia Radio SoCal Sessions. So there you have it, the first five tracks of this episode, all devoted to, in one way or another, the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. There are, of course, many other shows that I didn't get a chance to play tracks for, but I will in upcoming episodes. I love to showcase the family, as it were, as much as possible. So if you want to know about these shows and about all the other regional shows that we have, go to insomniaradio.net. All right, second half of the program beginning right now. And as I mentioned before, we are going to focus exclusively on artists on the Livewire Recordings label. As I mentioned, they're out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I think I mentioned them. Yeah, I did mention them in the previous episode. Ashton Allen is one of their artists. And I played Pretty Pink Rose in episode 34 last week. And just killer stuff. I have four bands and five tracks for you. And that's because this first band that I'm going to play, The Winter Sounds, is just, their debut EP is so amazing. I don't even know why it's called an EP. It actually has nine tracks on it, but I couldn't pick just one song, so I have to play two from them. And they're definitely one of my new favorite bands. I listen to the CD at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, every day, and that's been for the past month, literally. So you're going to have to check them out. But here to introduce them, as it were, actually, I'm going to play a little segment from Insomnia Radio's Double Shots that Jason released last week. He featured The Winter Sounds as well as another Livewire label mate, I suppose. But here is Jason to talk about them.
Forgive me while I alienate possibly half my audience, but good things do come from being Catholic. Lead vocalist Patrick Keenan of The Winter Sounds displays almost hymnal-like vocals, which he says are a result of his Catholic upbringing. But the fact that The Winter Sounds are even a band is in itself a miracle. It's kind of a long story, but one that's worth being told, so bear with me, and then we'll get into some more music. Back in the 90s, current band members Tim Lilly on guitar, Joseph Cass on guitar, and Patrick Keenan on vocals and bass, they went to school together in South Carolina, doing the high school thing, playing on the weekends, that sort of thing. Time went on, and the members split up, leaving to various parts of the country to get college educations, you know, grow up. And Patrick got together with a woman named Gina Asalan, who specialized in clarinet and keyboards. And together, they decided to move to New Orleans in 2005. He joined a gypsy punk band called the Zydepunks there, which also featured old high school buddy Tim Lilly on guitar. They hadn't played together in about 5 years, loved practicing together again. Okay. One practice was all they got before Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans. So Patrick and Gina fled to Athens, Georgia, where Patrick's other high school buddy, Joseph Cass, was living. Tim actually roughed out the storm in New Orleans, surviving in a bar with a generator and lots of beer, which kind of sounds like that show Jericho, which, anyway. After a missing persons call was issued, the group found Tim, who decided to take up residence in Athens with Patrick, Gina, and Joseph. So the high school bandmates were reunited and the Winter Sounds were born. Listening to the best music from the Bay and beyond.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
With Scott Tinetti. Scott Tinetti.
Talking shit, but I don't know.
Too slow, it's fine.
victory. No infantry to sentence me.
Was that ever tasty? That was The Tournament of Getting Older from The Winter Sounds, from their debut EP called The Land of No Output that was released last year in 2006. And as I said, I just cannot get enough listening to these guys. And the first song that I played from them was called Oblivion, also from their debut EP. Now, in I believe it's June of this year, they're going to be releasing their first full length that will include 5 tracks, I believe, from their EP, remastered and remixed, as well as some new material. So I cannot wait for that to be released, and I will be standing in line, virtually on the computer at some point to grab that album as soon as it comes out. And now I have been emailing back and forth with Patrick, the lead singer and bassist, because I notice on their website at thewintersounds.com, and actually, there's more information on their MySpace, but go to thewintersounds.com is a good starting point. And I noticed on their MySpace page that they've got just a slew of tour dates through March and April, and I believe into May. But they're only covering the East Coast and the South, the southeastern part of the United States. And so I emailed him and I said, "What gives, man? When are you coming to the West Coast, especially San Francisco?" And he emailed back and said that they are actually planning to come out here this summer, sometime in July or August. So I gave him a few suggestions of places to play. He seemed appreciative, and when they come, again, I'm going to be the first standing in line to get tickets to that show. All right, continuing on with Live Wire Acts is a band out of Nashville, Tennessee. They're called The Cumbies, and this is Close to Me.
You wanna come with me? You wanna come? replacement, mutual creation, never to resurface, no, no.
Hey, this is Shane from The Rewinds, and we're pleased to tell you that we are in the running for Spin.com's Artist of the Year. This is a huge opportunity for us and all the other bands nominated, so please head on over to spin.com/artistoftheyear and cast your vote.
Birmingham, Alabama, that was The Rewinds with Every Time. And as you heard, they are in the finals for Spin.com's Artist of the Year that started about a year ago with, I think, 260 bands. And every vote definitely counts. So I'm hoping that, obviously, as I'm releasing this today, will be March 7th, 2007. Voting for this final round just started on the 5th, just on Monday. So please do go check out spin.com/artistoftheyear. Cast your vote for The Rewinds if you like what you heard, and hopefully we can we can make a difference. You can check them out at therewinds.com, which actually points back to their MySpace page. But just phenomenal debut album, self-titled album, and every track, I believe there are 12 tracks on it, every single one is killer. And before that, from Nashville, Tennessee, was The Comfies with their track Close to Me off the Close to Me EP. And they have a website at thecomfies.com. Now, The Comfies, The Rewinds, The Winter Sounds, all on the fantastic Livewire Recordings label. And coming up is the last track for this episode is by a band called Warm in the Wake, and they are also, of course, on Livewire. And the track is called Hearts Versus Heads. It's it's a lovely song. It's very, just got some excellent piano work, and hell, I'll let you listen for yourself. But I also have 5 CDs to give away. I have 5 copies of Gold Dust Trail, which is Warm in the Wake's debut EP, and I'd love to give them away to you. So all you have to do is tell me who plays the piano in this track. You need to do a little web research and so forth, but if you can email me, scott@insomniaradio.net, I will take the first 5 correct answers that I get, or if I get more than that, I will throw them into a hat and pick out 5, and then send you a copy of this great debut EP by Warm in the Wake. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's kind of a monster, it's a bit of a beast, but I really enjoyed putting the track list together, and really enjoyed doing, putting together all of the different little audio snippets, including brand new music beds. Let me know what you think. scott@insomniaradio.net. If I don't hear from you, I may just keep doing that. Or maybe you like it. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Sound off. you can check out my site at sf.insomniaradio.net. As always, thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. I will be back hopefully next week with a brand new episode of Killer Music from the Bay and Beyond. But here is Warm in the Wake with Hearts Versus Heads. Take care, everyone.
Been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti.
part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net, or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.